Yeah, very difficult game. All because, you know, you've two very evenly matched teams who, you know each other extremely well and, you know, are able to counter, if you like, everybody, the other strengths, you know, in a very positive way, I suppose, really. And, of course, that generates a tremendous game then. But I think we were the better side. I think, you know, we probably could have had a couple of more scores on the board. You know, when we were five up, I think we should have gone six, and we coughed up a chance. And that opened the gap. Then they went down the field, they got to four, then they went to three, and that 6-point gap disappeared literally in space 30 seconds. So just a few moments that were very significant in keeping the game together and keeping it tight right to the very end. But I just probably would be particularly pleased with the impact that we got off the bench. I think the lads really came into a very frenetic, difficult game, probably the most difficult game I've ever seen lads have to try and get into, and I think they coped with it really well. And Cahill and Adam in particular, you know, given the circumstances around the death of his uncle yesterday and having to come and participate today and do what he did, you know, for a young player, I thought that was an incredible achievement for a young player in a Munster final and in an occasion like today. It just shows you the calibre of the individual that he is, and John, delighted for him.
Going the direct route buys you some time now to replenish energy. Is that important for you?
Well, it's a great opportunity, you know. We're the first team to qualify for the semi-finals, and that's the facts of the matter. We managed 4 weeks last year, and we've done it in the past. We know our routine. It's nailed down. Everybody knows what to expect in that dressing room before I go in and say it. They know exactly what's going to happen this week, the week after, and the week after that, and the subsequent week. So we know our routine. We're a team that works really according to our routines, and it's not an issue for us. Yes, it's an opportunity for us to recharge. It's an opportunity for a few guys to get a few little bits and pieces, you know, together in terms of their own preparation individually, in terms of fitness levels, injuries, knocks and bumps and lumps, and just to just take a break. You know, it's been a really tough Munster Championship. Every team brought their absolute best performance against us every day we went out, and, you know, I think we've shown an amazing level of resilience and hunger and appetite that was questioned. It most certainly is still there.
John, never losing a final in your time, playing at home, were they edges for you coming into this game?
You don't think about them, to be honest. You know, you're just so focused on the game and on your preparation and the team and selecting the subs and, you know, just your work, really. You know, everybody's just focused on the here and now. You know, the five obviously was, you know, something that is there. You know, you can't hide from it. Like, it's reality. But, you know, as I said this morning, leaving home, I'm so proud of the four we have. You know, there's nothing to be ashamed of having won four. If it was to be the case that we had four in a row at the end of today, was that anything to be ashamed of? Absolutely not. But, you know, achieving what they've done today does cut them off the block as being a particularly special bunch of men. And I'm thrilled for them that they have that and that it can never be taken from them.
A big third quarter again, John, this week with the goal in there as well to take the lead.
Yeah, big third quarter, and, you know, it's something we go after, and, you know, the boys are always, you know, whatever it is, you know, each season brings its own narrative. That's just one of the things that's been noticeable about our team this year, is our third quarter has been, you know, tremendous in terms of energy, in terms of scoring. You know, it's a great trait in the team, you know, to come out in that, what they call the moving quarter, and actually move.
And could you talk through the late changes, David Reedy and Graham Mulcahy in? Do you look at it as having, I suppose, the players who aren't in on the bench to finish the game?
No, it's quite simple. The boys were hopping off the side and training for the last 2 weeks, and we're coming into a great vein of form, and you have to recognise form. And what's the point in having AVBs, or what's the point in having training if you're not going to react, you know, in the right way when the player puts his hand up and says, I'm ready to be started? You know, you can't pigeonhole somebody as being a certain type of player, a finisher or a starter, whatever it is. You know, you have to recognise the player's abilities and what the form the book is like at the minute. And the two boys' form book was exceptionally strong. So, and listen, we had a brilliant bench, and to be honest with you, we could have named another 11 subs, because our panel as a whole have been hurling exceptionally well over the last 2 weeks, and it really drove forward the group as a whole, you know, in the last couple of weeks. So,
what was your view of the last play, John? Because obviously Clare were visibly upset. They thought Tony Kelly was maybe hit with a frontal challenge and maybe a free at the end to level it. Yeah.
Nah, I'm not. for me, there was no free there. No, no free. And, you know, listen, we were there in 19 when things don't go your way in the last minute, you know. So, you have to suck it up when it doesn't come your way.
Keane Lynch, is Keane obviously fully fit, or, you know, again?
Keane, in fairness, has done really, really well the last 2 or 3 weeks. You know, his injury has taken a lot longer for him to recover from than, you know, any of us might have expected. But he had 2 serious injuries back to back last year, and all I know is that his trajectory is very much on the upward curve, and we now have a fantastic opportunity now with Keane to take him to the next level in the next 3 weeks, and I'm sure you're going to see him in Croke Park in 4 weeks time. And by God, a hungrier player won't be on our panel, I can tell you, in 4 weeks time than Keane Lynch will be.
John, how special is it to reach the landmark right here in Limerick? There was a lot of talk about the venue, obviously, in the lead up.
Listen, this is our home patch, this is our backyard. And, you know, we're very, very proud of our record here. And to win a Munster final here is always a very, very special occasion. You know, this morning, you know, I was in touch with John Allen. Obviously, 10 years ago, we had the Cork Munster final here. And these are special occasions. And, you know, I think it was a brilliant occasion, all told. I think, you know, fair play. It was a special day. I think coming up the Innes Road, when you see 20,000 Clare supporters in front of you, when you come to the game, and our bus drove straight up to the middle of that crowd in a very respectful way, and I take my hat off to them. It was a very, very special occasion. I'm thrilled for both sets of supporters, and the way the whole occasion was held. I think the people here in the stadium and Mike Reardon and the lads did a fantastic job in creating it. What I think you'll all agree was a really special atmosphere, a really special event. And I think it was an event that was extremely well planned and executed. And we just had to go and do the business on the field, which is a whole different kettle of fish. But so relieved to have gotten through that. And, you know, it's a special feeling now today. A special one today.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it, John.
This word for Adrian Morphy Radio. How are you?